And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 3rd of March, 2016. It was on this day, 1875, the opera Carmen appeared on stage for the first time at the Opera Comique in Paris. The audience shocked by the characters of Carmen, a gypsy girl, and her lover Don José. Georges Bizet died of a heart attack just 3 months later. Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, published on this date, 1802. The Piano Sonata, number 14 in C-sharp minor, opus 27, number 2. Beethoven wrote the sonata after the untimely death of a close friend, and that's what he thought it was about, and not about moonlight. It's the birthday of Alexander Graham Bell, Edinburgh, 1847, who, as he was trying to make life easier for the hearing impaired, invented the telephone. It's the birthday of the poet James Merrill, born in New York City, 1926, whose early poetry was formal, but in the late 60s he started using a Ouija board to communicate with spirits, which led to his epic poem, The Changing Light at Sandover. James Merrill, who did not care about popularity, he said, "Think what one has to do to get a mass audience. I'd rather have one perfect reader. Why dynamite the pond in order to catch that single silver carp?" And it was on this date in 1849 the territory of Minnesota was formed, made up of Minnesota and the Dakotas east of the Missouri River, became a state in 1858. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nemiroff entitled Lobsters. Here at the Super Duper in a glass tank supplied by a rill of cold fresh water running down a glass washboard at one end and siphoned off at the other, and so perpetually renewed, a herd of lobster is made available to the customer who may choose whichever one he wants to carry home and drop into boiling water and serve with a sauce of melted butter. Meanwhile, the beauty of strangeness marks these creatures who move when they do with a slow, vague wavering of claws, the somnambulist's effortless clambering as he crawls over the shell of a dream resembling himself. Their velvet colors, mud red, bruise purple, cadaver green, speckled with black, their camouflage at home make them conspicuous here in the strong day-imitating light, the incommensurable philosophers and at the same time victims herded together in the marketplace, asleep except for certain tentative gestures of their antennae or their imperial claws pegged shut with a whittled stick at the wrist. We inlanders, buying our needful food, pause over these slow gigantic spiders that spin not. We pause and are bemused, and sometimes it happens that a mind sinks down to the blind abyss in a swirl of sand, goes cold and archaic in a carapace of horn, thinking there's something underneath the world, the flame beneath the pot that boils the water. A poem, Lobsters, by Howard Nemiroff, from the Collected Poems of Howard Nemiroff, published by University of Chicago Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.